This is Alex Hightower
and Lainey Mays.
And this is Do You Even Podcast, a podcast about everything you didn't know you wanted to know about podcasts.
Welcome to winter.
Oh, I'm not ready.
It's so cold here.
I think it's cold everywhere. Like, I had friends in Atlanta.
Yeah, but this is about me.
Okay, all right. My friend in Atlanta posted the funniest story on her Instagram where she, like, took a picture. And this is Atlanta. She took a picture of the frosted over windshield. And then she said that dropping her kid off at school today felt like child abuse. And then going to work in this weather felt like slavery. And I was like, you know what? She's black. I don't know if that helps anything, but...
Alex's eyes got really big.
But I get it. It is so cold. So, oof. We hope you're staying warm with some podcasts out there.
Yeah, no thanks. That's too much.
Too much.
Anyway, welcome back.
Yeah.
Hope you've had a good week. We have lots of fun things to talk about.
Do you have
any updates, Alex?
I do, actually.
Okay.
So I have both what I was listening to, but before I get to that, I went to a podcast festival
you
with my father.
And tell them, Alex, what kind of podcast festival?
So this is the funniest thing. I was going to visit my brother in D.C. just to see him, see how he's settling in the city. And he sent me a link. He was like, you love podcasts? Like, you have a podcast? I've listened and contributed. Want to come to a true crime podcast festival with me, which is hilarious since I'm afraid of everything, especially after 9 p.m.
Alex came to me and said, I'm going to go to a true crime podcast event, and I laughed in her face.
I feel like it was a mixture of ladies like, why am I not going? And then also like, Alex, why are you going? So, but it was really good. It was really cool. They had a bunch of different shows that were there, I think through the week. But I ended up visiting on a Saturday, and so I saw a live, well, actually it wasn't a live recording. I don't think they recorded it. At least they haven't posted it. Granted, they post on Wednesdays, so I will check. Mm. But their show is called Throwing Shade, and so it's co-hosted by two people, Aaron Gibson and Brian Safi, and they were really funny. It was really good. They call it
true crime adjacent, right?
Yeah, it's more like a political kind of, they called it a political comedy podcast. So they really like comment on like pop culture and politics and news, but with definitely a humorous and sometimes vulgar spin. That's very fun. But they put, like a true crime kind of spin on this episode. And they always, well, not always, but a lot of times they have a guest. And so they had Latrice Royale, who was from season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race, All Stars. So that was amazing. And it was really cool just to see it live. They were crazy. They were giving out prizes, but all the prizes, I need to listen to the show more. Apparently they love Wegmans, the grocery store. I don't know.
I didn't know that was a thing, but okay.
Yeah, and all the prizes were groceries from Wegmans, but some of them looked really good. And they were tossing out to audience members who asked questions. It was a very quirky, kind of funny show.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was good. The festival, though, is called BYT Presents Death Becomes Us. And they actually are already selling tickets for another week in D.C. that I think is coming up. But the one I remembered is they're coming to New York City. So, we should go. I did this. Maybe I can brave another one. But my brother wants to go, too. So, I think it'll be cool to go to another festival like this. It was a lot of fun. And I will say that I learned the true crime community is, like, real dedicated, knows their stuff. I was very creeped out with certain things, but also very impressed. So it was really cool. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
In terms of what I'm listening to... Oh, so I did start Slow Burn, and I really like it.
Yeah, I haven't started the new season.
Yeah, I like it. So for anyone who missed our last episode, I think, did you bring it up? I think you brought it up, because
I love Slow Burn in general, but I haven't listened to the new season.
So this new season covers Tupac Shakur and Notorious B.I.G.
Also, who else would have brought it up, Alex? It's just us.
Well, I didn't know if I brought it. That's what I was saying. I was like, you mentioned it, like, this new season.
I love Slow Burn.
I know,
that is my podcast.
I'm just saying, the last episode, I couldn't remember. But
I want it to be on record that I brought Slow Burn.
This is Lainey's podcast, and I've started listening, and I really like it.
Go
it's,
on.
It's interesting. thing. The way they frame, like, the intersections of, like, politics and music. And I think that they're very good about putting things in context. So they're really building up, I think, to understanding, you know, how you had both of these murders that haven't been solved, which is crazy. But also just understanding the influence of rap at the time, I think, is fascinating. Like, I knew about it, but it's still interesting to hear, like, recordings from the time and what politicians were saying verbatim, which just seems like another world. Also, based on the things that I hear in music now, I'm like, calm down. But it's interesting. It's really interesting. And then I listened to The City, which I mentioned last time because they have a new episode or a new season that just started. And The City basically is also looking at politics, but, like, basically some sort of political issue in a specific city in the U.S. And so their first season was in Chicago, and it's focusing on these illegal dumps in this neighborhood that was primarily Black and lower income, and kind of looking at, like, how it happened, how politicians didn't stop it. It's really interesting. And I realized I actually had started it, like, maybe months ago. And then I came back to the first episode. I was like, I've listened to this.
Dumps meaning, like, garbage collection?
Yeah. Well, he's dumping. He doesn't want to call it waste, the guy who's dumping it. Okay. It's very interesting. But it's essentially waste. He was just, like, illegally dumping trash and, like, debris in this empty lot in this neighborhood and getting away with it. It's wild.
Highly illegal.
Yeah, super illegal. But it was happening, and it was happening for a while, which is upsetting. But it's interesting to hear about. You also hear from people living in the neighborhood firsthand. So it's a really good podcast, and the new season is about Reno, Nevada. So I haven't started that one yet, but those are my, I think those are all my updates. Those are my two new ones. And then I've been listening to a lot of the same, so
yeah. I have three listens. So actually, Caitlin, shout out to you. She texted me today and was like, did you hear The Daily? It's so fun. Yeah. And it's a little kid that they got to come interview their political writers on impeachment and what it means. And essentially, Michael Barbaro was like, to ask the questions we thought were too dumb to ask and we were kind of afraid to ask. And so this kid, I hope he didn't say it in front of the kid. But it was really sweet, and he is so smart, and yeah.
That's adorable.
That came out today on November 13th when we're recording. I also listened to the History Chicks' Sarah Winchester and the Mystery House episode. It came out 10/29, so I guess for Halloween. You know Sarah Winchester the house that's like Stairways to Nowhere.
They made the movie with Helen. Yeah,
well, Helen Mirren, but that's
what I know.
That's a scary, that's its own thing. But yeah, I've known about it for a while. Like, my grandparents are weirdly intrigued by it. I think they're the ones that first told me about it. But there's just this, like, big mansion in, like, the San Jose, Silicon Valley. I'm not really sure exactly where. But, a huge house that she just built on and built on. And the rumor is that she did it after consulting a medium. And they told her that all of the souls of people who died from the Winchester guns are haunting her. And she has to keep moving or they'll find her, which, as they said, why didn't they just leave the room with her? We don't know. But it's just funny. But it was really interesting, and I really like them because they do such a deep in-depth, like, from the day they are born, what happened to them. So you learn a lot about, like, Winchester and the guns all of that stuff. But also, I mean, they kind of debunked the myth a little bit. And they're like, I'm really sorry if we're bursting anyone's bubbles, but, like, that's, like, all of that was made up after the house was bought when she passed away in order to make it because it's so wild and crazy. It's huge. It's crazy. And to make up this story so that they could make money off of, like, tours. Yeah. But a lot of, like, so it's really known for, like, stairways to nowhere or, like, a chimney that goes to the attic and stops. But they said that they're, like, she was just this big entrepreneur and she had all this money. It was, like, crazy. She had millions of dollars after her husband passed away, and she was kind of followed by all this death with her newborn that died and then her family and her husband. And so she just had all this money and she just became like, I'm going to build a tower. I don't like the way it's done. Tear it down, start again. And way it's like really empowering because she was just living her life the way she wanted to with this money. But also there was a terrible, and she was, like, the great, like, the aunt. Everybody loved going to her house. Like,
fun aunt.
She took on all of these family members and took care of them. And she gave, like, millions of donations anonymously that I didn't even know about until she died. Like, so they paint her as such a beautiful, real person. And then they said, like, when she was older, she was working on the house and she had done all this work, and there was a big earthquake. Mm-hmm. And like they had, in order to keep the house safe to live in, they just had to like shut off stairs. Mm-hmm. And then like the chimney fell. So she just said, cut it off and I won't use that anymore. So it's like really reasonable things that she did. And so they just were like, you know, go to the house. It's beautiful. There's gardens. It's a lot of money in that time. It was like one of the most like engineered houses. Like she was the first one to have electricity. Mm-hmm. And like an elevator, like, and a standing tub, which is a shower. It's so cool. And so I just really enjoyed it. Yeah. And also I enjoyed learning that maybe she, like, I don't like when history paints women as just, like, crazy people.
Yeah.
And in a way, I kind of gave her a narrative back, and I enjoyed that. So that was really long, but go listen, because it's fascinating, this house that she built and the money that went into it. And they talk a lot about, like, different things she put in the house from different companies and how she got her fortune. And then third and last, you know, I'm a little obsessed with our new TikTok friend.
Oh, yes.
From the Washington Post.
I am aware. Dave Jorgensen. Guys, she's like, if you're out there and listening by some random chance, just know you got a big fan here.
Because as a marketer myself, someone who can go in and do it so well so quickly, because it happened, like, 6 months ago. Well, let me back up. So Dave Jorgensen works for the Washington Post.
We'll give him a name.
Yes. And he does TikTok videos like exclusively for the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure he has other parts of his job, but that's what he does every day. So he brings daily TikTok videos. And as someone who doesn't get TikTok, I'm a Vine gal. Mm-hmm. I might kind of get it now. And so it's such a cool way to like combine marketing with culture, but also the news, and like bring in a younger audience. And so he was on CNN's Reliable Sources with Brian Stelter, and he just talked about like bringing that job to fruition and like what that means for the Washington Post. It was really interesting. So if you want to know, even, you know, not even just because you know him or you know TikTok, but just as like a marketing standpoint, it's really interesting. And that's how cool. You have to like really compete with yourself.
And the stuff is funny. Like, Lainey was showing me some of his things when she found him. And it is, like, I don't know. It's just interesting to see, like, who they're trying to reach, you know, through this outlet that you wouldn't normally think of, you know.
Right.
Trying to contact that generation.
The kids.
That makes me sound old.
The youths. That's cool. So those are my three.
Very cool.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's fascinating. Hope you guys have been listening to good stuff, too. But now, one of our favorite things to do, which is, I wish y'all could see Lainey's dance for her, BYOP.
Bring your own podcast.
Yes. So that's basically where one of us listens to a podcast in depth, you know, kind of figure out like all the deets on it, all the tea. And then without telling the other person beforehand, we just drop this podcast knowledge. And usually it's a lot of fun. I always get to learn about something new that Lainey has listened to and vice versa. So I'm excited to know what she brought this week. What is your BYOP?
Well,
okay.
What do you do when...
We're starting with the question.
Yes.
Okay.
What do old people do when they get this old relic called the newspaper? It comes to their house and they check it to make sure none of their friends have passed on.
Obituaries?
Yes.
Okay.
So, some people are oddly fascinated with obituaries, right?
I think I've heard of this one, but if it's what I'm thinking of, I have not listened.
But people are really fascinated by them.
Yes.
But in this podcast, it takes it to a whole nother level. I'm going to talk about mobituaries.
Yes!
Yay!
I have heard of this! And it sounds interesting, but I don't fully, like, understand what he does with them.
So, let's start with how I knew about mobituaries. Okay. I knew about them, probably right when it started. It's only in the second season. The first season was 8 episodes.
Oh, I didn't realize it's only in the second season. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's very new. It started in January of 2019. So, I probably knew about it in January when I was, like, visiting family in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I remember listening to it, like, at my grandmother's house randomly.
Okay.
So, I was probably just learning about it when it started coming out. And, second season, 8 episodes, last season, we'll see about this one. And it's by Mo Rocca. And he is So interesting. He has the best bio I've ever heard in my life.
Like on Apple Podcasts? Or
no,
like
it's on the website for the obituaries. Okay. Yeah. And so I describe the way he looks as like a mix between Michael Barbaro
and
Max Joseph from Catfish.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, like he kind of looks
I get that.
And the way he talks, I kind of get that feeling
really
too.
That's really funny.
So here's his bio on his website, mobituaries.com. Emmy winner Mo Rocca is a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and a frequent panelist on NPR's hit weekly quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Mm-hmm. Mo spent four seasons as a correspondent on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. He created and hosted cooking channels, My Grandmother's Ravioli, in which he learned to cook from grandparents across America.
That's cute!
Mo began his career in TV as a writer and producer for the Emmy and Peabody Award winning PBS children's series Wishbone.
Yeah!
Bringing it full circle.
I need to not yell in the mic,
Alex,
but I'm very excited.
On the blog, we will share this really great post about how Wishbone came to be. If you are a 90s kid, you'll really appreciate it.
It's so good. Okay.
So the fact that he worked on Wishbone, we're here for
it. I love him. It's great.
So currently he hosts the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation Saturday mornings on CBS. Mm-hmm. On stage, Mo starred on Broadway in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee as Duty in the Southeast Asian Tour and the musical Grease. Mo is author of All the President's Pets, a historical novel about White House pets and their role in presidential decision making. Isn't that the best bio
he's
you've
so
ever heard?
Cute. He's a great person.
So, with all that, he is...
now doing a podcast about obituaries.
Well, with all of that, like, he is a correspondent on the news, so he does have a lot of different contacts and a lot of famous people that he knows, so he can kind of bring that into the show, which helps. And so, he wanted to do a show because he's always been fascinated with, like, it's just about people he's been fascinated with. It can be a people, place, or a thing. But they all share one thing in common. They're all dead. So we're kind of resurrecting, if you will.
there are going to be some good puns for this episode title.
Resurrecting their lives and telling it in a new kind of fresh way, or maybe like helping you learn something new. Or thinking about it as an obituary. Like, how would you want this legacy to be shown for you or this thing when you're gone? And I think in a way, like, he kind of rewrites some obituaries and puts it in an audio format that would be, like, not more respectful, but just, like, more in-depth. So, in the first season, Audrey Hepburn was really great. That was episode 4.
I love everything about her.
Right, and it was so cool because he doesn't do it, he does it in a non-linear form. So, not necessarily that he doesn't go from beginning to end, but he kind of comes in and out and tells things, and he's funny. Like, he'll throw things in there that are like, you're like, ha ha, okay. but he just talks a lot about things people wouldn't know about her, which I have to admit, history chicks, you go girls, already taught me about Audrey Hepburn's early life. But if you didn't know, you might not know that she could have been Anne Frank in a way.
Yeah.
She was on the outside. She was not held up, but, like, she had that experience and she identified a lot with her. And I think she, like, and he told in this podcast that Otto Frank actually went to her house and he wanted her to play Anne Frank. But she was like, that's too real. I can't relive that because she was starving during the war. And that's where a lot of her humanitarian efforts came from. And so, like, what the audience can see in her and why we love her so much and why she resonates. And he calls her sons and talks to them. And so they're in there. He actually had met Audrey Hepburn before she died, which is in 1993 when I was born, which is not that long ago. And she was only, like, in her late 60s.
Yeah, she wasn't that old.
To me,
The
fact that she died in 1993 and she was in her 60s, that was not that long ago from the war.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah. I know.
But so that one was really cool. He also covered in the first season how I knew about it. So I've known about it for a while. I just haven't really listened until now. I listened to one episode and it was called Death of a Tree. And it was the last episode in the first season and I found out about it. I don't even remember how, but I was like, I have to listen to this because something similar happened to our campus. But he covered the death of two oak trees that someone poisoned on Auburn's campus and called into a radio station and said, yeah, did it real time.
Oh my God.
So he did it for Alabama. And so he talks about rivalry and like fanaticism and like what that means with this death because and what that means not only for, you know, like rivalries, like somebody's like, it's just a tree, but it's really not. Like they had worked really hard to like flourish them and like they were like big statements on campus and all of that and what that means in their soul for their fan souls.
This is funny because I was going to ask when you were like first giving kind of like, I don't know, like the one sentence of it. I was like, what do you mean he covers people and things? I was like, how do you cover the death of things? Because what does that mean? Yeah. This is interesting. This is funny.
He hasn't covered a place so far, so maybe I'm just editorializing that, but yeah. I would love to see a thing back.
I believe he could do it if anyone could. Mean,
maybe like Pompeii? I don't really know. That might be sad, but...
True. Yes. That's interesting.
It's a people place and a thing.
Yeah.
take notes, Mo. And then the last one I just listened to is the first episode of the second season, which just came out in November, and it's on Billy Carter, which is the brother of Jimmy Carter, and he actually calls Jimmy Carter and talks to him for a little while. Oh, and with Death of a Tree, he follows the man, kind of, and gets to know his family and a little bit more about him and see him more as a person, because everyone hates him. He's, like, the most notorious person in Alabama.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So, in the Billy Carter one, it was really interesting because I know nothing about him. I guess if you grew up during that time, you would. Mm-hmm. But he really was just this famous first brother.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, he gets a lot of the spotlight, but with, like, out the responsibility. So in a way, it kind of made this devil's playground where he got in a lot of trouble. They called it, like, Billy Gate because he took a loan from a foreign country.
Oh, my God.
And Jimmy was like, I don't have anything to do with this. And they go, and he has, like, one of the only ones that he knows about, but he went back to his hometown, and he has a gas station museum, and it's just, like, pictures of him and all the friends he had. But he also had, like, a drinking problem, he talks to his kids and his wife, and, what they would want this, like, legacy to be known as, because he was really loved, and, like, it's so interesting.
Beautiful. When did, he pass away?
Billy?
Yeah.
So, he passed away in the 80s.
Oh,
so
a while ago. Interesting. Yeah. Because I was just wondering since they're talking about his family.
Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, just...
Interesting. It's like a very, like, dynamic picture of all these things and people.
Right. And I think it's just things that he's curious about or that mean something to him, or contacts he has so he can learn more about them. And it just makes him, like, a little more human. He also has a CBS... like mini series with clips. You can go on his website and see that.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's just like Sunday morning clips from CBS. So he talks to celebrities there. So he a little more face to face in depth. He like goes in and on these episodes that I've listed, you can go on the website and see different behind the scenes. He has like pictures from the museum and he's like got a video of him going in, into the store. So there's a lot of supplemental content there, but. I think, and he also has a new book called Obituaries that's doing really well right now. So, yeah, you have a lot of supplemental content if you want to know more about him or about this book. But I think I like it just because, again, the nonlinear storytelling, and he kind of, like, surprises me a little with where he's going with things.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get to meet the family and the subjects and talk in depth with them and kind of give them their, like, proper send-off in a way, and how you can, like, preserve this idea of them.
Huh.
It's really sweet.
Aww. How long are they? Like, since like it covers...
40 to 50 minutes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It is a little long, but not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so interesting, because it, well, I guess particularly when you were describing the Audrey Hepburn one, it reminded me of that podcast that I was like, I almost cried, Imagine Life from Wondery, the one where, like, you don't know who they're covering, but they, like, walk you through their life, and it's always someone who is, like, famous. This seems like the funny cousin to that podcast, almost, because I like that, like, one, it's, Imagine Life is very, like, chronological, and it's, like, from when they were a child all the way through, like, the things they've done now or, like, they did before they passed away. But it's also, similarly to this, like, very much a three-dimensional kind of look at these people, regardless of whether they were, like, beloved or not.
Yeah.
But I think that is kind of cool that he humanizes all these different figures or things, but adds humor to it because he's so good at that. Yeah. Like, that just makes a lot of sense. Are there, like, other podcasts you feel like would be, like, the cousins to this? Or does this feel really unique? Because, honestly, I, like, when I heard about the premise of it, I was just like, I've not
like, heard of anything like this. Like, I can't wrap my mind around it.
I'm like, that is just really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I learned about it. Probably with the tree, because I remember texting my friend who's from Alabama and being like, oh my gosh, the tree. And they're like, no. and that's how I found out about it. And I was like, this seems really intriguing.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of let it sit there for a few months.
Sorry.
But I meant that in a good way.
No, it's a pun. Sorry.
Alex.
Anyway. Don't look at me like that. No, as you were saying, it's very intriguing.
Don't root around, okay?
Oh my god, this title's gonna be so good, guys.
So, I don't know why I just let it sit there for a while, because I was like, I'm always gonna go back to it, and then I never did. And so when I did my, I was like, I love this so much. And I'm trying to think of, like, a good comp or a good feeling that you get when
or who you,
you
think it's for also would be interesting. It's, like, what kind of... I don't know, like, if you, if you're a person who prefers, like, maybe, like, is the funny part, like, really what sticks out to you? Or is it really more, like,
no,
the kind
so.
Of, like, unique people?
Yeah. I think it's for like. Your history fans that know the general and don't want to, like, get deep into, like, I know who Sarah Winchester is, but I love getting to know more about her. But I already knew who she was to begin with. I knew an idea of her, and now I learned something new. So it's like the people who are a little elevated, they're like, I know the general stuff. I want to know more. And so, like, I feel like I know pretty much all there is to know about Audrey Hepburn. I love her a lot. But this, I was just like, yeah, I never really thought. Like, he poses questions, too, where it's like, now, well, you're talking to people, too, that other people don't have contact
with.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But they give a deep dive. And then he's like, so I went back and rewatched Roman Holiday with this in mind. Or I went back and watched Sabrina with her experiences in mind. And I can't help but think, da-da-da-da, you know? So you're, like, framing it in a different way, and I feel like a good analogy is, like, you know, you go to high school and you learn facts and you memorize the facts of the way life is. And we go to college, you throw all that away and learn how to think. And so I feel like that's kind of what this is. Like, regular history or human interest stories are, like, tell me what it is. Oh, there's something new. This is, like, how to put that within a grander scheme. Like, with the whole Billy Carter thing, it really... did seem like he was taking something out of the news and saying, like, nepotism, he's going and getting good things and he's in trouble for it. Like, in a way, it kind of did parallel. So maybe Slow Burn is a good comp for it, where it's, like, making you think a little bit more and it's a little more historical in a way. Yeah, I would think, like, maybe fans of Slow Burn.
That makes sense. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. And it's on its second season, you said?
Yeah.
Ooh, do you know how many were in the first? Is he going to do more seasons?
I don't know.
Wait, how many does he have as of, I guess, our recording today?
So, Billy Carter's the only one from the second season that came out on November 1st.
Oh, okay.
And there's a trailer for the second season. So, he lines everything he's going to talk about.
Oh,
so
in
I'm
the
sure
trail?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure he probably went through them all. And, like, the first one... I went back and I was like, oh, yeah. So he tells, like, we're going to talk about Audrey Hepburn and we're going to talk about trees. And so, yeah. So season one was January 9th was the first one.
Okay. So there's plenty, like, to come for this season. Like, this season just really kicked off.
Yeah. And that was January to March, so you have, like, several months. The first episode was January 17th, and then it looks like every week until March. So, you know.
So it's weekly. Oh, nice. Yeah. Wow.
So I was, like, looking at the reviews, and he has over 11,000 reviews on...
I mean, people know him. That makes
sense. Yeah. But, like, all these really great ones of people just saying, like, I'm so... This is so interesting.
Five stars. Oh, my gosh. Wait, did you say it already? Is it under an umbrella?
It's under CBS News.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think... Like, it's not on the cover art. I don't think it's...
They're not, like,
pushed out as CBS, but I think it is under CBS because he has the show.
Yeah, that's true.
And the little picture is really great. It's, like, him in front of a tombstone.
Oh, my God.
With a little notepad.
So quirky. I love it. Oh, this is so interesting. I want to listen. Like I said, I've seen it before. I've just never listened to it. But I remember just seeing the title. What is this? Yeah. And also, a part of me was like, is this scary? But
I mean, it seems, it's like not long.
Yeah.
Fairly short, 8 episodes. You could easily listen to them all.
Yeah. So. Ooh, I'm trying to think if I have any other questions.
It's not very long, so it's kind of hard to have a lot of questions.
Yeah. No, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Lainey.
You're You're welcome.
Guys, you should listen.
Yeah, and you should let us know who, someone, or place, or thing that you would want to give another obituary to. Like, something grander. Mm-hmm. Let me know. Let us know.
Yeah, maybe he'll, like, use it as a suggestion for the next season. You never know. But yeah, let us know what you think. If you have listened to it already and, like, yeah, your favorites too.
Yeah.
We love to hear. Or if you have any comp podcasts, some similar ones, because this is such a, like, quirky, fun one. I'd love to hear.
Thank you, Lainey.
You're welcome.
This is so funny and interesting and slightly creepy, but really wonderful.
The face. Oh, dear God.
Okay. As always, like, review, rate, subscribe, thoughts, prayers, good thoughts, good vibes, bring your crystals out. We don't care.
All the things. We don't care.
Show us some love. You can find the show notes on our website at doevenpodcast.wordpress.com.
Yeah,
and you can also find our socials and anything else you could ever want there.
Pick up some merch there. We got tote bags. We got shirts. We got it all.
Find our Patreon. Also, holidays are coming up. Buy a t-shirt for everyone you know.
However you want to celebrate, we got you. We got you.
Yes. And if you buy some shirts and send us a receipt, we will send you a fun surprise.
Yeah, we will. Surprise for everyone.
It might be a photo of us saying how much we love you. But it'll be a surprise.
And it's gonna be good. But yeah, guys, you know where to find us. Let us know what you thought. We're always here, waiting to hear from you.
Have a good week.
Bye.